she bought it for?
It was a few thousand. It was, I would imagine, under 7,000. I'm sure
it was
under
7. Was it on cash, or did they have to take out a loan or make monthly payments?
You know, that I don't remember. Chinese like to do things in cash, so it's possible he paid cash. I do know that my mother was a perceptive person, and my wife considers my mother one of the first Chinese livers.
Oh.
Jokingly, but a lot of truth to that. She was quite, I wouldn't say aggressive, but she was not a wallflower by any means.
What did she do? I thought
well,
she stayed home and
well,
she,
yes, she did that, but she, by that I mean she didn't go out and stump for anything, but I mean she suggested to my father that we buy some income property. I know that the Chinese ladies of today from China are much smarter and more business-wise than my mother. But for her time, she did well. So we got a house on Clanton Street and had two units, and we rented it. So that helped with the income. And my sisters and I, when we brought money in, why, it was all for the good of the family, and no one, shall we say, held it for him or herself.
How many rooms did you have in your house?
There were three bedrooms.
How was that divided among the tenants?
That's a good question. My father and my mother, before all the kids came, had the back room, and when I was old enough, I had the front room. But I do remember that I had sisters were coming so often, so close together, that I remember sharing the front bedroom with my father and mother for a period. So whether my 5, 6, or 7 sisters, however there were, they were in the back two bedrooms. So we must have had all sisters. I was the only boy in the family.
Well, did anybody say anything about the condition of the house being too crowded? Or
no.
Do you all didn't mind that?
No, we didn't mind it. I thought you meant other authorities or anything like that. No.
No,
we were not very demanding children. We were, I thought we were good children.
Did you speak English or Chinese with your sisters?
I kind of think we spoke English.
Yeah?
I kind of think so. But because you learn it in school, so you want to use it. But when we spoke to mother, we'd have to speak Chinese.
Did she say that, when she overheard you talking to your sister in English, did she first of all understand and secondly say that you shouldn't use it?
You're right. She wanted us to use our Chinese more.
Uh-huh. But she didn't prohibit you from speaking English.
No. She all through our lives, she wanted us to speak more Chinese.
Did she keep telling you that you're Chinese and don't forget that, and things that would sort of, you know, bring you closer to the Chinese heritage?
Yes, she did. She, you're right, she did that.
How about Chinese holidays, like the Chinese New Year and the various Chinese traditional holidays? Did you celebrate those?
Yes, you know, the Lacy, the Red Paper, and we'd go to Chinatown and see the dragon dances and firecrackers.
Dragon
or lion dance.
Lion dance.
The lion dance, I would say.
Every year?
Yes.
Did you personally look forward to Chinese
Yes,
holidays?
Yes, I did, because you get the Lacy, the money, which kids like, and this uncle that I told you earlier about in San Francisco, this Gong, he sent me, or another uncle I finally remember, sent me a small lion's head, a complete lion's head in miniature, or somebody my age, 9 or 10 or whatever I was, to wear and dance like a lion dance.
Oh.
It came from China.
By the way, did you wear Chinese clothes? clothes?
No. I wore American clothes, shall we say.
And your parents?
No, they did not, as I remember. I always wore what was, you know, current in America. A lot of my shirts my mother made when I was going through junior high. She sewed, naturally, with all those kids. She made all the dresses and my shirts. Mm. So that saved money.
Yeah. And what about weddings and funerals? Did you go to any Chinese weddings or funerals?
You mean those that had Chinese customs?
Well, not necessarily. Oh. What were the weddings you went to, what were they like? Were they Chinese or American?
I don't remember any weddings, going to any weddings where I was real young.
What about in the 30s and the 40s?
They were done in American style, shall we say, American custom.
Uh-huh. You have never seen a Chinese style wedding?
No, I don't believe I have. Mm-hmm. If I do, if I did go to one, it was way back.
Oh, what about funerals?
Yes, I have been to funerals where they would observe the Chinese customs, and I have been to funerals where the deceased was buried in a Chinese cemetery, so they would have had to go through the jaw sticks and the money put between the lips of the deceased. And
is it that?
Yes.
What's a jaw stick?
Jaw stick. You'd call them punks. You know, they light them those incense.
Oh, I see. Did people prefer a Chinese cemetery? I mean, is that the thing to do?
The old-time Chinese, yes, they did go to a Chinese cemetery.
Was that because they couldn't get into the white cemeteries, or because they wanted to be with their family?
I think it could be both. It's surprising, but you're right. At one time, you could not get into, Chinese could not buy into an American cemetery.
Oh. When did the Chinese establish their own cemetery?
It's very old. I don't know how old, but I think it precedes my time. So it must have been for the Chinese that were of my father's era or earlier. There were probably many Chinese that were, you know, naturally preceding my father since the 49ers in San Francisco, for instance.
Yeah.
Railroad workers.
Oh. And do you know where it was?
Yes, it's in the east side of Los Angeles, near the Evergreen Cemetery. I would say it's east Los Angeles, near the Long Beach Freeway. It's still there and still operating, shall we say.
I see. Are you aware of when the white cemeteries began to allow Chinese to be buried there?
I don't know when.
When did you start going to Western, i.e. funerals where the dead were carried off into a non-Chinese cemetery?
I would imagine, I imagine if we didn't have to, maybe the kids, shall we say, didn't go to funerals.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do remember going to some church members' funerals, like my Sunday school teacher and Mrs. Wallum. And
your Sunday school teacher?
Yes, at church, Chinese congregation. We went to Chinese congregational church, which is just five doors down from us in our ninth place. It's still there.
Were your parents Christians?
My mother definitely. She was converted early by Mrs. Well, Finley, among others.
Yes.
You've heard of Miss Finley. In fact, Mrs. Finley was the teacher of my mother in English, trying to teach these ladies in English. You sound like you know.
Right.
In fact, I was named by Mrs. Finley, and my sister Emma has Mrs. Finley's middle name. Emma. My sister has Mrs. Finley's first name, Emma.
Oh.
It's Emma M. Finley.
Oh.
And, so she was, we're lucky that she was a good part of our life.
What about your father?
My father, George, his name is really Kuan Ying, but I don't know, so he used George Kuan Ying, so I don't know who
was
named him George.